Hey boys, tubers, how's it going? How was your day so far? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I am your host, Winnie, and it's an awesome day for a pronunciation challenge. Alright people, one thing I actually like a lot as an ingredient is yam or sweet potatoes. In Taiwan, we get plenty of that and they are cheap. 就是呢在台湾啊其实要买地瓜非常非常的容易齁。They're sweet and delicious. We can find all kinds of variety here in Taiwan and different sweetnesses. And they can be cooked as either a sweet or savory dish. 好今天为什么要讲地瓜这个东西呢我们继续听下去哦。It's very nutritious and it helps you poop.Sometimes when I get hungry or snacky, 就是 snacky 就是我好想吃点心的时候 I would go to Family Mart in Taiwan. You know, I think they have the best convenience store yams that I can get any time of the day. So why don't we learn a little bit about this ingredient? After all, it's very important to eat healthy at this time. 这个时候是很需要吃的健康的时候啦 And eating healthy and being able to enjoy your food at the same time is probably the best thing in the world.Okay, the name of the video is called Sweet Potatoes, Holiday Superfoods. 好啦，那因为时间很短，所以我们赶快来念一下这次的句子咯。And of course, choose the holiday recipes that call for these foods in the healthiest manner. Okay, one more time. And of course, choose the holiday recipes that call for these foods in the healthiest manner.Manner. 好的那就来看一下 tips 吧前面那个 and of course 它会是黏在一起的哦这三个字要念快一点所以 and 那边那个 d 可以省略或者是你想要加重那个 d 也可以哦 and of course and of course 所以 and of course 都可以 choose the holiday recipes 好这边比较难的一点是 choose theThe 这边，我建议你就是多练习几次就可以了，因为这个没有什么诀窍。我小时候只要是 z 跟 the 要连在一起的，我都念不出来，所以多练习就 OK 了。Holiday recipes that call for 好，这个 that 后面那个 t 也是一个促音哦。That call for these 这边的那个 s 是 z 的音。In the healthiest manner 好，再讲 in the healthiest 这边 healthiest。Healthiest 这边后面那个 S 跟 T Healthiest 那个 T 是一定要念出来的因为你如果念 Healthiest manner 就是听起来会怪怪的所以呢我这边会建议大家 Healthiest manner 后面那个 T 你宁愿速度放慢你也要把那 T 念出来好那直接来看一下断句的部分咯你就可以这样念 And of course 然后第一个逗点那边停下来 Choose the holiday recipes 这边可以稍微停一下 That call for these foods 再停一下 In the healthiest manner 然后我这边讲的停一下不是说你停下来就之后然后就突然都不说话我讲的是停那种很小很小的像你音乐上的休止符那样子哦不要就停下来然后就不说话了那样会很怪好的那我们就马上来看第一个单字哦叫做 recipe This is a noun 它是食谱烹饪法的意思哈，那我小时候常常会把这个字跟 receipt 搞错 ，receipt 是 r e c i p t， 然后食谱是 r e c i p e， 哦，我每次都拼不出来，不过没关系，有电脑就好。那这个 receipt 呢，就是发票或是收据嘛，就是真的蛮难的啦。像还有一个我小时候会搞错的事是 grammar 是那个文法嘛，对不对？然后跟 grammar they sound alike， they sound the same。然后小时候我刚到国外的时候，我真的听都觉得你们讲的东西都一样嘛，听起来就。都一样然后我写作业要写 grandma 的时候呢然后我就记得我的书上嘿有 grandma 这个字然后就交出去老师还问我说 Do you really go to the playground with grammar book? 反正就是笑话了所以每个人都有闹笑话的时候所以加油齁不要气馁继续练习英文就会学好总有一天好的那再来看一下这个句子齁你就可以说 Do you have a milder recipe for this curry? I think this one is too spicy for me 诶这个咖喱你有没有比较清淡一点的食谱啊这份对我来讲太辣了清淡一点我们会用 mild 来形容哦你说要淡一点就是 milder 好太重我们就很简单说 It's a little bit heavy for me 就可以了所以其实很简单哦好也很直觉好再来看第二个它是一个片语叫做 call for 是需要值得应该的意思哈这个片语在这个句子里面用得很漂亮哈我发现大家都很喜欢用这个形容词啊那天带兔子去看医生他就说哦这是兔子的牙齿长得很漂亮哈或者是打棒球的时候这一球很漂亮那我们就用说这个片语用在这个句子里面很漂亮吧你可以把这个片语想成 require 最简单哈Call for 就等于 require 你要求需要就是这份食谱需要这个食材那我们这个句子呢我们就可以说 We are at a time which calls for people's cooperation。欸，我们现在正处在一个需要大家配合的时期，就政府的防疫措施我们就配合嘛。虽然台湾相当的安全，但是这个病毒真的就是 unpredictable， 有点没有办法预期，所以呢我们还是要好好努力啊。好，再来我们再看到最后一个单字叫做 manner。Manner， 好，这是一个名词，意思是方式、方法。好，通常大家对于这个字的记忆都是在讲态度或举止嘛，哎，可能 watch your manners 这样子，哎，注意你的态度哦。最近很常听到这句话，但蛮长的时候，大家都会把它拿来当 way 或是 method， some 就是 in a way 或是那个 use another method， 句子会这样比较漂亮哈。那我们来看一下这个例句哈。As soon as he realized that we weren't going to buy anything, his whole manner changed。就是你到百货公司的时候，他一发觉到我们不会买任何东西，态度就彻底改变了。这是我在 Cambridge 上面找到的句子，我觉得很棒。所以这个字的用法呢，如果要把它做成一个片语的话，就是 in a 什么什么东西 manner。好，最近为什么大家会跟我讲说，就是有几个人会一直跟我说注意你的态度呢？就是因为 I ask a lot of questions， 因为我觉得就是 sometimes when things are confusing， we ask questions。那我也不知道为什么讲 manner 要讲到这个 ，but I feel like I should tell you guys， 就是有问题就问。If you feel like you're confused or you don't know what's going on, just ask questions. 这会比做错来得更好。All right, people, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please make sure to leave a comment and a recording, and I will see you next time.